Okay, so yesterday, Yankee, can I trouble you? I'm sorry. You're being put out of business in 2 days. I think he's coming back if the flights fly. I mean, one never knows what the rabbinism has in store. What?
Hot.
Thank you. So yesterday we had a statement that Shmuel said Halacha is four places like Rabbi Eliezer. We had a question that we had a fifth place in Yevamos, and the Gemara answered that he meant in Seder Taurus, and the Gemara brought a proof to the answer from Chala. And then the Gemara had a problem. Why is Chala a better proof than Yevamos? The case in Yevamos, which we'll get to in a moment, is says Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer too. Rabbi Shmuel said it. So, the Gemara says, I can prove it to you, because in Chala, what do I need to prove? Why is Yevamos any less than Chala? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara answered, because in Yevamos, Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, you would think, the reason we pass like Rabbi Eliezer there is because of the support cast. He had Rabbi Lazar in his side, not because of him. By Chala, he's a Yachid, and we still pass like him, so it's a better Raya. That's what we learned yesterday. Now, the problem is, we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. Now, it's very interesting. Rashi is very vague here. And Rashi just tells us that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer are not necessarily the same shita there. Your answer was, which Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara there says, not necessarily. And therefore, you can't tell me that you would think you passed like Rabbi Eliezer there because Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer are different cases. Interestingly enough, Rashi doesn't think it's important for him to tell you what the case of Rabbi Eliezer is. It just says, the Gemara there says they're not the same. And therefore, you can't say because we passed like Rabbi Eliezer, that's why we passed like Rabbi Eliezer. It's a different case. So I'll read the Gemara. And I read the Rashi, and Rashi doesn't think it's important enough for you to know what the case are and why they're not the same. But I will tell you the case, and I will tell you what the Gemara says there. The Gemara says that we need both cases. They're not similar. So what are you answering me? Because Rabbi Lazar holds that way. Rabbi Lazar is not the same as Rabbi Eliezer. It's a different case, and one does not reflect on the other. The Gemara says that the Farish. So your answer is not true. Zuck Rashi. Udu Rashi starts a little bit further down the narrow lines. Melamdenes Aktana. I'm sorry, Mikoi, the Rashi afterwards. Does the Gemara remain that they're the same? But Sukha Matsukhina Lahasam, the Amr Shmuel, the Kamaisa, Halacha Kreb Eliezer. In the first case, Shmuel says, Halacha Kreb Eliezer. Ubi Idach, and in the second case, Nami Am Halacha Kreb Eliezer. Raminan, and the Gemara says, why did Shmuel have to say it twice? Tricha. The Ashminan, if he would have told me one, I wouldn't have known the other. Alma Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Lafcha time Kamri. It's clear from the fact that Shmuel had to pask it two times that there are different cases. Interesting, Rashi doesn't tell you what Rabbi Lazar said. He doesn't tell you why they're different. He just says, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer are different cases. Now, what is Rabbi Lazar's case? So the case of Rabbi Eliezer, again, let's remember Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about a case of two brothers that married two sisters. Reuven married the adult sister, and Shimon married the Ketana. Reuven died without children. His wife now falls biblically the Yibum to Shimon, who's rabbinically married to that girl. He can't do Yibum because he's married to his sister. He can't do Chalitza. Again, he could do Chalitza, but he wouldn't be able to do Yibum. So, to give a get to his young wife, to his Ketana, doesn't make a difference. It's still the sister of his wife.
Not a Mary
Chalitza
sister?
Yeah, no, he'd be asked to his wife. He would be asked to his wife.
Okay, so now,
the idea Rabbi Eliezer gives is let her do Miyun. And by doing miyun, she annuls the marriage. She was never married to him. And therefore, Shimon can do yibum to Reuven's wife. That is case one. And in that case, Shmuel paskin by Rabbi Eliezer. Case two is a different case. What happened was, a person was married to two wives, non-sisters. One was an adult and one was a young lady, right? Reuven was married to two wives, not sisters, not a lot of married sisters. He married two women. One was an adult, which is a biblical marriage, and one was a tana, which was a rabbinic marriage. He died. And then the Yavam went and lived with the Gdaila, which is Yibam, or lived with the, and then lived with the Ktana. Lived with both. Not allowed, but this is what he did. Or he lived with one, and his brother lived with the other. So now, both of them have had Yibum done to them. Illegally. Illegally. Not allowed. But the Maisa, two women were lived with. So the question becomes, how, so it says like this, if he lived with the Ktana first and then lived with the Gdaila, right, he can't stay married to both of them. Rabbi Lazar says he can stay married to the Gdaila. The Ktana should do miyun on him in case it was a yibum. She should do miyun, and he can stay married to the Gdaila. So here's the case of a guy that lived with two wives of his brother, and in order for him to stay married, he can't be married to either one because he can't stay married because he lived with both of them, and one asks the other. But in this case, since one was a Ktana, Rav Loza said, let her do miyun. That uproots the whole marriage to begin with. She was never married to his brother. She can do me in after he dies.
After the death.
Yeah. She can do me in now. I mean, he lived with her already, the second brother. Yes. She does me in for the original marriage. She was never married to the brother. He can stay married to the Gdaila. That's his case. So the Gemara says that there are two different cases. Because in Rabbi Eliezer's case, no Yibum was done. So we're interested in getting the mitzvah done. Yibum wasn't done. So therefore, we encourage the Tana to do Miyun so he can go do Yibum to the other one. In Rabbi Lazar's case, he did Yibum. He lived with the Gdaila. He did Yibum. Then he went and lived with the Tana. So now he messed up the Gdaila. But he did Yibum already. So who says to preserve the marriage, we're going to have him do Miyun? Who says that we encourage Miyun to preserve the marriage? The mitzvah was done already. So Rabbi Lazar is a different case than Rabbi Eliezer. And if you would only say that halacha is like a blazer, right? Because the bottom line is that he had a mitzvah to do the yibum and stay married. You know, it was like him to stay married to her. In the case of Rabbi Eliezer, he didn't have to do yibum, right? Meaning he has a mitzvah, but he hasn't done it yet, and therefore maybe we don't say the ktana should be mamayim. So that's what the Gemara says. Bottom line is the Gemara differentiates. But in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, where no Yibum was done, to the case of Rabbi Eliezer, where Yibum was done already. And therefore, you can't say that we passing like Rabbi Eliezer because of Rabbi Eliezer. Because you don't have, they don't go together. One is a case when no Yibum was done, and one was a case when Yibum was done. Therefore, how can the Gemara say that we passing like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer supports him, when the Gemara in Yavama says they're two separate cases? That's the Gemara's idea. Now, Rashi didn't deem it that you had to know the other case and that you had to know why it's not the same. He didn't think so. He just said, trust me, the Gemara says they're not the same. I decided to say, because, you know, people were looking at me, why you said, so I looked it up, and that's what the case says. Yes?
The Ktana, the bride of Ned.
Which case? First case, second case?
So me and, you know, she and her co-wife and his living brother-in-law. Is she doing me and on a marriage to the dead one?
Yes.
How do you do me and?
You can do me and, that's a sukkah and the yavamas. And it says there you can do me and a dead one, yes.
He's not there.
Again, doctor, you're asking a great question, but it's a Gemara Yavama, so we're not learning Yavama now, so we're not going to go there. You can look at the 13th parak of Yavama, where the laws of Miyun are discussed in length, and you can do it. Okay, so then I can't help you.
What?
Okay. Okay. You can annul a marriage. You can annul a marriage retroactively. So what difference does it make if he's there or not?
What?
You annul the marriage retroactively. You were never married to him. Doesn't have to be here.
No, I'm aware of what retroactively. But on the other hand, it does involve walking out on someone.
Hey, that's not the main part.
What is the main part?
The main part is saying, I don't want this marriage. And it annuls it retroactively. Again, I don't want to, I don't want this marriage. Okay, I, honestly, we're not going to go. I'm not even getting involved. Yavamas, 13th Mary.
Thank you very much.
And for the Gemara, I am now in line 11. Elamishim Dekai Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Beklasei. The reason the case of Yibum is not good enough is because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is another Tana, agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the same answer we gave yesterday. But yesterday we used the name Rabbi Lazar, and today we're using the name Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava heyed hey dvarim. There's a mesechta in Shas called Idias. Idias is a collection of testimony that Tanoim said in the names of their Rebbeim. Compiled mesechta's Idias. And that, by the way, that mesechta carries great weight in halacha. The Gemara many times says, we will paskin like somebody because it says he's quoted in Idias. Idias means a compilation of Tanoim who quote their Rebbeim, and that carries heavy weight in the Psak. So over there it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified, hey Dvarim, five things, nothing one to do with the other. But the first one is the one we want. Shememanim asak Tanais. We teach Tanais to do Miyun, like Rabbi Eliezer said, and like Rabbi Lazar said. Now Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar said two different cases. He agrees to both. And therefore, he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. He said, whenever we have a chance to save something by Miyun, we encourage Miyun. End of story. And that is supporting Rabbi Eliezer. So maybe that's why Shmuel Paskins are Rabbi Eliezer there. Because he has Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava to support him. But by Challah, he didn't have anybody to support him. And yet Shmuel Paskins are Rabbi Eliezer. So we see there are more cases that the halachas are Rabbi Eliezer. Second thing he testified. Shemasiyin es ha'isha pe'ed echad. A woman's husband's gone. We have no idea what happened to him. One witness comes in and testifies that he's dead. We marry her off. Why? See Yavamas Perik 10. Shenizkal Tarnagob Yushalayim of Shaharigas HaNefesh. What happened is the Torah talks about a sar that kills a person. We stoned him. How about if a chicken pecks away at a little kid's brain and kills them? Do we stone the chicken? The Torah doesn't talk about a chicken. The Torah talks about a sar. And the answer is we stone any animal, including a bird. The third thing is, that in order for wine to be kosher, for nisuch hayayin, it has to be 40 days old. It has to have word fermented for 40 days. It's fresh wine, grape juice, is not good enough. And that historically speaking, they once delayed the tumid till 4 hours in the day. He's telling us that it was kosher on the fourth hour of the day. It was not called, they missed it.
What is it supposed to be?
They did it. Usually not. They're supposed, that's what he's saying. You can do it up to the fourth hour. And he's proving it through the fact that it happened. Now, when did they usually do it? Right away in the morning. Before nights.
Before nights?
Before nights. Mike Tanais. So now, again, so how do we know he holds on Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe he's agreeing to the case of Rabbi Lazar. And remember, we just said moments ago that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar are two different cases. He didn't say which case he's talking about, but he says plural, Tanais, Lav Chodid Rabbi Eliezer, Bechadid Rabbi Eliezer. Isn't by saying the word Tanais plural that he agrees to both of them? And therefore, we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. That's not a proof. Loi Mike Tanis Tanis the Alma. Maybe he means generally speaking, we teach Ktanais in one case, Rabbi Lazar's case, to do Mian. And the reason it's in plural is because there are many stories like this. So the Gemara is that can't be. Because Yochi Gabi Isha Nami, Nisni Nashim. When it says Messiah Nesha Isha, why doesn't it say Messiah Nesha Nashim? If you're talking about general, you can use the plural there as well. There you use the individual term. So if you use the individual term, why didn't you use the individual term in the first case? Must be in the first case, you're going on two kinds of Tanais, Reb Lozer and Reb Eliezer. The name and Nashim the Alma. Since it's here it says it in Lashon Yochid, individual, and here it says it in Rabim, Shmamina, Tavkitani, Shmamina. So we've proven our point why Chala is a better proof that when Shmuel said in four cases, Alokas Reb Eliezer, he only meant in Taras. But across Shas, he paskins like Reb Eliezer in other cases. We proved it from Yavamas, but Yavamas is not a good enough proof. Because there he has a supporting Tana, which we end up saying is Reb Yehuda Mababa. And Chala, he has no supporting Tana, and Shmuel Paskins like him. It's a raya that when Shmuel said four, he meant four in Seder Taras. Across Shas, there might be many more.
How are we counting Tanais now?
Tanais, two cases of Tanais.
We go like who? Reb
Yehuda? Like Reb Lezer and Reb Lezer. It's the two different cases.
That's what
you just spoke. No, it's not that. There's nothing to do with the Aedis. The Aedis is the next case.
The Aedis of the
Stokes
is Rebubba.
Yeah.
Rebubba, he's the one who said
Tanais? Yeah, it's in the word, it's the Mishnah. Hey, is Hey Dvarim. To my man, it's Tanais.
Is there a spirit
asking
like both?
No. No, it's small Paskins like both there. All we're saying is, you can't say Reb Eliezer is because of Reb Lozer because they're different cases. We wanted to prove that the reason Shmuel Paskin by Reb Eliezer by Yavamas is because he had a supporting Tana Reb Lozer. Not true. Reb Lozer is a different case. Not a contradiction, but it's not a support. The answer is Reb Yehuda Mababa is a support. Why do we know Reb Yehuda Mababa is a support? Maybe he's supporting Reb Lozer, not Reb Eliezer. He used a plural term. Maybe he's using plural because he's talking in general, but then the next case he would use plural also. Instead of saying Isha, he would have said Nashim.
The ticker is that we're changing who the Tana
is. Exactly. We're changing who the supporting Tana is. Rashi. To a man in Masak Tana. It's cross faces mantana. The vaksim heimenu shiymanu. The ganhanag Reb Lozer and Reb Eliezer. We ask her to do mian, like in the two cases of Reb Lozer and Reb Eliezer, they're the kaya mitzvah yibum. Now, interesting, Reb Lozer you were kind of mitzvah yibum, but to preserve the mitzvah yibum. She mesiyed isha, shahalach baila lemdina sayam. Her husband went to a faraway country. Mishama mipi'ed achat shemeis, and one witness testifies that he died. Messiah and Isa Liacha, we marry her off. Why we rely on Edacha? See Yavamas, Peret Yud. Shanisko Tarnago, the Sivahem is Isha Isha, Hashor Yisakel. But it says it about Hashor. Wadin Lachol Chayavoyf. It includes any animal or bird. Like the Gemara in the fifth parak of Baba Kama learns out. The Yol of Shor Shor Mishabas. That it says in Zeri Shabba from Shabbos, where it says Chol Behem Techa. The Torah picks Shor because that's the common case in those days of animals that kill people because they work with Shvarim and Shvarim get wild and they kill people. Chickens don't usually kill people. Bem Mem Yaim.
All animals require
Skila
or only
Pashur?
Dog.
The dog kills a person that cries Skila, yes. Any behave machayin oif, see Baba Kama, Nundala Lamed Beis, where the Gemara learns it out with a Zerishava. Mem Mem Yaim, Makama Haki Pasu, before 40 days it's Pasu, the Havali Yaim Migitoi, it's wine straight from the press, which we would call grape juice. You know, as an aside, there's a Shaila, are you allowed to make Hagafen on grape juice? Or Kiddush on grape juice? We pass the yes, but before I move on, nobody should get nervous. But the shaila becomes because it can't turn into wine. Because they add emulsifiers, whatever they add, and that keeps it from fermenting. So this grape juice will remain grape juice. So it's not wine. And only wine gets a bayer pri hagafa. This is not wine. This is fruit juice. It can't ferment. So bishleima, when you make wine and it hasn't fermented yet, it has the ability to ferment. That's good enough for the bracha. Not good enough for the sachem, but good enough for the bracha. But grape juice can never ferment because of the addition they add to it. So Shlomo Zalman came up with a svara, that since naturally you would ferment, you're preventing it with an addition, that doesn't destroy its fact that this is wine. It's potential wine that we stopped. And therefore, that's good enough for Bayer Pri Hagafa and Kiddush. However, there were paiskim, I don't know if I can say there were paiskim, they paskim differently, and they wouldn't allow Kiddush and grape juice or a Bayer Pri Hagafa and grape juice. Halacha l'maisa, Priskarov drank grape juice for his dawud kaisis. So anybody who wants to be machmer, be aware that the Priskarov drank grape juice for dawud kaisis. For Maisha holds you can't drink grape juice for dawud kaisis, but that's for a different reason. But for Kiddush, he holds it's good enough. But it was a discussion. It's not like septin that everybody agrees that grape juice is a very bad guffin. It's not true. Rav Henkin made a shahako on grape juice. He held that grape juice is not wine. It can never turn into wine. It can't ferment. Whereas Shlomo Zalman says, since it would ferment without our intervention, that's called wine. Yes?
Clearly differentiates between new wine.
Again, that's only for Nesachim, not for Bracha.
That's Matthias.
Again, the Gemara differentiates for Nesachim, not for Bracha.
I'm just thinking, that's what it is.
Because
40 days is the amount of time it needs to turn from grape juice into wine. That's what Chazal plays. You know what I mean? It's sacred to me, exactly. Tanis al-Marashi, Ula'ilam, Aedis ben Bav under Reb Elazar koi. Maybe he's only talking about Reb Elazar's case. Ula'i under Reb Elazar. Lo'i kami, kok tanis, yivoy l'mayin l'pineinu, yehid Reb Elazar. You have to know which one is Reb Elazar and Reb Elazar. Melam denais in Lemoy. Maybe he just talks in general. Listening nashim. So if you see in nashim, if we were talking in general, would have said nashim. The name of my Nashim the Alma. Okay, the other Mike Tanis, Tanis the Alma. Like you say, Mike Tanis. Dafkin Tani Tanis, Stayim, Achas Reb Elazar, the Achas Reb Eliezer. The Isha, the Lech of the Mevahachi, there are no two cases of a woman, it's the same case. Nashim Belosh Yachin, it says it Belosh Yachin. Fine. So we finish Shmuel. Shmuel said, four places, the Lech is like Eliezer. He meant only in Seder Taras. And others are, and we pass him like Eliezer. Truth is Chala. Why is Yavamis not a proof? The bottom line is, because if Yehuda ben Bava agrees to Reb Eliezer. Zok to Gemara Baita. V'chein Amar Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar said, the Amayra. We have to keep track of the names here. This is Reb Elazar ben Pedas, the Amayra. Halacha Reb Eliezer Bedalad. Just like Shmuel said, Halacha is like Reb Eliezer Bedalad, so did Reb Elazar. V'suleka. And we asked him the same question we asked on Shmuel. But non-Reb Eliezer, I remember Lamdin, it's Aktanet Shetaboyin. We teach the Ktana to do Mian so he could do Yibum to her sister. But I'm Reb Eliezer, I lost Reb Eliezer. And he also passed him like Reb Eliezer. Before it was Shmuel. And we asked him Shmuel. Now we're asking Reb Eliezer. V'chi teima. Ki I'm Reb Eliezer, I lost Reb Eliezer, b'dawu b'seder taris. If you want to give the same answer that you gave for Shmuel, that he only meant four in Seder Taras, Abu Bashar Stari Ika, but in the other Starim, he did say it. Right? You want to, that would be the available answer. We just did it in Shmuel. We asked the same question, and we answered that Shmuel only meant Seder Taras. So why can't we say the same thing in Reb Elazar? Again, he didn't say it by Chala. But we learned not that way. We have a proof that he didn't pass the Reb Elazar in other Reb Elazar in other cases. What's the proof? Then we get involved in another thing. Again, we're traveling through Shas. Now we're traveling in Arla. So the halacha is Havrad. I'm sorry, Smita. Havrad, I believe, is a rose. It's probably Havered. I figured. Havered v'akayfer, which I don't know what it is. It's a kind of spice. What?
H-E-N-N-A.
Okay, you know what that is? So I call it kayfer. Rabbi Heinemann taught me that if you don't know what you're talking about, what difference make which language you don't know what you're talking about?
Henna is a wild plant that leaves the ground to make both the dye
and the dye. I'm happy you know what henna is, so you know what kaifer is. To me, kaifer and henna is equal. Right.
And it's also used and determined in dyeing hair.
Fine, thank you. Vahavotum, is that I'm pronouncing it right?
Lutaim,
which is? Lutaim? It's another one.
Earthwort.
Oh, exactly. Valatime. Vaketef. It's a katef. What? Ketaf.
K-E-T-A-N.
Sorry, any other stuff. I know it's me. I say haktaf. It doesn't say ketaf there. Haktaf, it says.
That he explains very nicely.
Ketaf.
That's how he explains it.
That's what?
Ketaf.
Yeah. Ketaf is sap. Yes, lo shvius. They have the halacha of Shemitah, or the Mayim Shvius. And if you sell them, the money gets Kedusha Shemitah. Yes, lo beer, there's a halacha in Shemitah that there, any item that is not available in the field after a certain time of the year, you have to get rid of it from your house. And now exactly what you have to do is a big machlokes. We're not getting involved in that. It just there's a halacha, you have to get it out of your house, or the Mayim beer. And if you sell it, the money you got has to be gotten rid of as well.
Are these food products?
These are all things that are used in food. That's why these can be used in food, right?
What was that? The third one, the health test?
The whole time. Whatever you want to say it is.
Birthwort? What?
Birthwort. I mean, do you know what birthwort is? So I don't know either. And honestly, I don't know what the time is either. So as Rabbi Heinemann taught me, but then it doesn't make which language you don't know what it is.
Rabbi Dan, I do not know or did not know. Rabbi
Danziger,
sibling
friends, aromatic. Fine, wonderful. Fine. Yeah, yes, let me read that. Vamarab Das, Mantana, Kitva Peri. Who says that sap is considered a fruit, a food item? Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what Rabbi Das said. Rabbi Das is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Das is father. Okay, let's get that straight. Rabbi Lozer is the one we were talking about. He's the one that said that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. And Rabbi Das is the one that identified that the Tana who says sap is fruit is Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar, Rabbi Zeira, Chazi. So Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Lozer, again, let's get father and son straight here. The father identified that the one who considers Ketaf as a fruit item that has Shemitah, right, not as a piece of wood, but as a fruit item, sap, is Rabbi Eliezer. And his son had said that Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer in Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. So Rabbi Zeira tells the son, Chazi, you should know, the Minach Umiyavach, knowing you and your father, Kasharisa Kitzel Alma, will be matter sap that it has no Shemitah anymore. Why? At Amrit, Mantana Kitva Peri. Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry. It was Rabbi Das, the son of Rabbi Eliezer. There were two Rabbi Dases, the father of Rabbi Eliezer and the son of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Zeira is telling the son of Rabbi Eliezer, from you and your father, I can paskin that sap has no Shemitah. Why? Because you're the one that said that the Tana of sap is Rabbi Eliezer. The other Chomar, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Bedalit. And your father said we only passed like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. So this is Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not one of the four cases. So I can say that it's Mutter, not Shemitah. What do you mean? Maybe he only said it by Taras. This is not Taras. This is Shemitah. The Lema, why didn't the son answer? He meets the Lema like Yomar, Abba Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Bedalit. When did Rabbi Eliezer say that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in four? B'shein Taras. Abu Shara Sidriyika. If we're going to give the same answer we gave for Shmuel, which is that Rabbi Eliezer only meant in Seder Taras, in other cases, he paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. So how can Rabbi Zeira say You told me it's Rabbi Eliezer. Your father told me we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer only in four cases. So I know that law is not like this Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Zeira said. Let his son say, excuse me, my father only said it in Seder Taras. He never said it in Shemitah. He doesn't answer it that way. Why not? Because Rabbi Eliezer said it everywhere. Rabbi Eliezer said it everywhere. He paskins like Rabbi Eliezer only in four cases, period. Not anymore. Right? So, back to Yevamos. There, Rabbi Eliezer paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. But you said only four cases, and here is case number five. So the same question we had on Shmuel, we have now on Rabbi Eliezer. Except the answer is not available. In Shmuel, we answered that when he said four, he only meant in Taurus. But we just proved that Rabbi Eliezer can't say the same. Because Rabbi Zeira told his son that according to your father, sap is mutter. Because he said, we only passed like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. And this is not one of the four. There's two Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Eliezer and the father of Rabbi Eliezer. This is the son. Right. Again, the Mishnah said, sap is Shemitah. Rabbi Das identified the Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Zeira told me, no, you just told me that it's mutter for me to eat on Shemitah. Because your father said we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, only in four cases. And you just told me this is Rabbi Eliezer, so I know I don't have to paskin that way. So his son should have answered him, excuse me, my father said it in Taurus. He didn't say it anywhere else. He doesn't answer that. That means he only said it four cases in Shas. But he said a fifth case, because in Yevamos, he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So how can he say only four when he himself said five? So the Gemara tries the same answer it said before. Elikasha, Ahimishim Ahi, the answer is the Koyra Blazer Kavase. Like we tried to answer yesterday. Because he has a supporting Tana in the case of Yevamos. Nan Rabazar, I remember Lambda Zakana Chitamar by. Frank the Gemara Mikoi, does that remain? But Srukham Atrachin and Lahub, like Daniel Adadi. Same question we started off today. It's a different case. Rabbi Eliezer does not support Rabbi Eliezer. Elam Shem Dekoy, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava Kavasei. The same answer. The reason he's able to paskin on Yevamos like Rabbi Eliezer is not because of Rabbi Eliezer, because of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. And in Challah, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So Shmuel, who paskin in Challah like Rabbi Eliezer, we have to stick to our original answer, that he only said four in Tyrus. Rabbi Eliezer didn't paskin in Challah like Rabbi Eliezer. He only paskin the Yibum. And the Yibum, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi. Mechainam Rabbi Eliezer. Adishmul koi. Vamoirahu. This is the Amoirah Rabbi Eliezer. Bu Rabbi Eliezer ben Bedas. Rabbi Eliezer de Mion, Tanahu. The Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer we quoted by Mion is a Tana, who Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua. Haveret v'akayfer min b'samim heim. There are types of spices. K'taf min ilon, ve'ein oise pri el saraf. Doesn't produce fruit, the kind of tree, but it gives us sap. V'zeh piryoi, that is its fruit. Atzari ein el saraf, for those who say kabanas, hanoitev me'atzei haktaf.
The sap is called
sari, correct. Yeshlan Shvius, Tzarek Laf Kiran. What?
Sari, the reish.
No. It's a kamatz.
Oh.
A tzari, but it's not a regular kamatz. It's a kamatz with a shvah, the same one. But it's not, it's for the, I'm looking at the sitter. I mean, you can argue with the sitter. Here, if you don't believe me, I have the proof. Okay. Now, it isn't a regular kamatz. There is a difference in pronunciation between a regular kamatz and a kamatz with a, I know what it's called, with a shwa next to it. What? Chatov kamatz. So it could be that it's more like tzri, but it is a kamatz. A shwa is a tzri. Not a shiva, it's a, what? Anyway, Yeshlem Shvius, Shetarich lafkiram, you have to make it hefker. You can't do business. And we don't say that it's wood, which we say in the Hegis Beitzim, because I mean it in Lulav HaGazel, like it says in Lulav HaGazel. Beer, Shechalu L'chayim in Asada. Beer means when it's no longer available to wild animals from the field. They haven't got the Eshlem Shvias. So it's bothering Rashi, why tell me beer? Shvias has beer. Saying it has Shvias says beer. Itzuch L'memi Eshlem beer. There are things that have shvias to usher them in business and using as medication. There are plants that are always available year-round, so that doesn't have beer. It's never missing from a chaya. Have a cold davish, yes, le beer, yes, le shvias. The yomer abdas, the trashi, braid your blood of abdas. This is the sun. Man tana lohadik tana yeshlam shvias. The sabre katra peri, the blazer. The dharma lakaman, the blazer, right? The blazer, Imer. Hamayim mit bitrav arla usser. That the sap of arla is usser, that means he considers sap a fruit. Sharisi katra shvias. You would be matur sap ishmita. The blazer bedawad, the sulai. Alma bakatra peri, the other kvasin lukumra. He was a machmer, because the blazer said only in four. So we see that includes everywhere in Shas. So the Mela, the answer is, Yavamas is different because Rabbi Yehuda ben Abba agrees. Frek de Gemara, Besuleka. Are there no more cases that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Where Rabbi Eliezer paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? But none. Now we switch to Havdalah. Much easier for us to discuss than Shemitah and Yibum and Chala. Says Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Aimer Bracha Revius Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva says, Havdalah is its own bracha. You add it, it's a new bracha. Before Atta Chaynein, you make a bracha of Havdalah. The fourth bracha, usually we say Atta Chaynein is the fourth bracha. Rabbi Akiva had an extra bracha, Maitre Shabbos. And that was the bracha of Havdalah. We don't pass it that way. And Rabbi Ezer Aimer, Aimer Bahita. Havdalah is said by Maitim. When we say Al Hanisim, that's where you say Atachay Nantanu. The Yomer Rabbi Eliezer, Halachik Rabbi Eliezer. And he paskins that you say in Bohidah. We don't paskin that way. The Chachamim argue and they say you include it in Chayna Nadas like we do. But Rabbi Eliezer paskins on Rabbi Eliezer. It's not one of the four. Amar Rababa, Ahuda Amar Mishra Mechonina Ben Gamliel. Again, because there Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Aimer Bacha Rabbiyat Bifnei Atzma, and Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Aimer, Aimer Boida. So therefore, again, this is not a case that we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer. He has a supporting Tana, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Zotrashi. Aimer Bacha Rabbiyat Slavdala B'maitzi Shabbos, V'ayna Kaitla B'chayna Nadas, does not include it in Chayna Nadas. Yomer Ablaz Arloch Rabbi Eliezer, he says that, interesting, but Bracha Yerushalmi. We don't have this anywhere else in Shas. So Rashi is bothering. How can you say the Amar Rabbi Eliezer as if you have it from somewhere else? So Rashi is in Yerushalmi.
20
brachas that night, correct. Frak the Gemara of Akashish Mnei Tuva. I just want to finish this piece. He was much older, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. So how can you say you're passing like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel? Right, meaning it says, I'm sorry. How could you say Rabbi Eliezer said it in the name of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel? That's like saying Rabbi Kiva Eger said it in the name of Rabbi Chaim Pidievsky. It can't. Dr. Gamam Shem Dekoy Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel B'shitase. We didn't mean Rabbi Eliezer quoted Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. No, he couldn't. But he said something that Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel agreed later on. Rashi, Rakashis Menei Tuva, Rabbi Eliezer, I made Rabbi Gamliel B'naisa Rabbi Shimon, and Eric Baruchim Malchus. Rabbi Eliezer was in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was killed by Ruge Malchus. Ubala Chaysahaya. He was Rabbi Gamliel's brother-in-law. Zamina Bazov, famous story in Hazav. Rabbi Chanina ben Noish Rabbi Gamliel Haya. And Rabbi Chanina was the next generation. You wouldn't have Rabbi Eliezer quote his nephew. Period. Yes, doctor.
So basically the way we're coming is that these four times is when Rabbi Eliezer is a Das Yachid.
Correct.
So this, we are contravening a different rule.
Every rule has exceptions. Every rule has exceptions, and that's also not a rule.
This is the Rebbe of Eliezer that argued with Rabbi Shua.
This is it, yes.
He's the one that the Bona Shem testified. The halacha is like him.
That's right, and it meant nothing. Correct, the Bosco came out. All those stories. And that's why it says here that the brother of Gamaliel died when he said that. That's the famous story. It was his brother-in-law. He was married to Gamaliel's sister, and she made sure he didn't say Tachnun. And then one day she missed it. And she said, uh-oh, there goes my brother. What?
There was a beggar in the
door. There's two swars that you thought it was Rishkaitis. Other swars. There's more things, two things that might have happened. But the bottom line is, the Rajma asked the Kasha, how could you stop him from saying Tachman? How do you stop a person from saying Tachman? Would you stand there with a gun, don't say Tachman? But the Rajma, she got him to talk between Shemaine Esra and Tachman. The Rajma. And once you talk between Shemaine Esra and Tachman, Tachman loses its power. They stayed in Rajma. Okay? And brought in Halacha, it's better not to speak till after Tachnun. Doesn't say it's Aser. But it's better because you lose the power of Tachnun if you talk between Shemaine Esra and Tachnun. What? He was in Chayram. He was in Chayram. He dammed at home. Back to Gemara. Umikai. Does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel agree to Rabbi Eliezer? Is that a fact? You're quoting it. But we have differently. But Tanya, we learned. Are you a Kippur? My Rabbi Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Sheva, you make seven brachas, or Mitzvada. And you say Vidoy. Shachris, the morning of Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Sheva, seven brachas, or Mitzvada. Musaf, Mitzvah Sheva, Umisvada. Mincha, Mispao Sheva, Umisvada. Benila, Mispao Sheva, Umisvada. Ba'arvis, Mispao Sheva, Me'ein Shemaine Esrei. Yidavon Havineinu, which means you have one middle bracha, and that middle bracha includes all 13 middle brachas, and that way you have a shorter Ma'ariv so you can go eat. No, you can't shorten the version. Because you have to add Havdalah by Chayin Nadas. A minute, you just quoted Rabbi Chayin Ben Gamliel saying Haidah. And here he says Chayin Nadas. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Iyu Amar Mishum Avaitzav. In this second brayta, he quoted his forefathers. The Lele Firle. But he doesn't hold that way. He holds that you say it by Haggah. Quotes his forefathers. But he argues. So over there he said his own opinion, Haggah. And here he's saying over what my father taught me, my grandfather taught me. Zog Rashi. Vakashas Mnei Tuva, we did that already. Or Leo Kinesasai, but it enters. Me'ein Shemaine Esrei, Shaimer B'Shiva Brachas, Me'ein Shemaine Esrei. He does it. A short version on Gimel Rishaynus, but Gimel Achrayinus Kitikunan. First three and last three, the way it's supposed to be. Vayim Avineinu Be'emza, Omeshayim B'Shamei Tzila. There's a minimum of brachas. V'yeshba Me'en Kulam, and it has a little bit of each one. Period. Okay. So now, we're finished. We have answers so far, we think, to all the problems. In Shmuel, we answered four as old as Seder Taurus. Because he passed him by him by Chala. And there was no supporting Tana. Rabbi Lazar was saying, Paskin's only for in all shots. Because every other time he Paskin like him, there was a supporting Tana. By Yavama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and by Havdalah, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. What? He didn't say it's limited to Tyrus, if that's what you mean to say.
No.
In Taurus, there was no other Tana supporting him in Taurus. Right. Dr. Gemara writes, Amalur Abir Milur Abzeira. So now we're getting off on a tangent, which we've been doing the whole time. Reb David said, you identified it as Reb Eliezer, therefore I can say it's mutter. That means without you telling me it's Reb Eliezer, I wouldn't have known that Reb Eliezer is the Tana that says sap is fruit. You're the one that taught me that that Mishnah is like Reb Eliezer. Frankly, it's not true. We know it's from Reb Eliezer. We know from elsewhere it's Reb Eliezer. Reb Zera should have known this before Reb Adas told him. Reb Zera tells Reb Adas, between you and your dad, I can figure out that the halacha is not this way. Because you told me that this Mishnah is like Reb Eliezer. So Reb Yirmiyah says to Reb Zera, and you didn't know this before? The Atli Tizbara, the Mantana Katapari of Lezeru, you didn't know that the one who says that the sap is considered a fruit is Reb Eliezer? But man, Reb Eliezer Eimer, Hamaybid Mishraf Arlosser. He's the one that says that the sap of Arl is considered a fruit, and if you use it as a maimid, maimid means things that make it to curdle, to ferment. Right? We put a maimid into cheese, we put a maimid into things that you change it. Right? So they used to use the sap to do it. So now, and he considers it a fruit, because if it were considered a piece of wood, it wouldn't be usher. So here you have Reb Eliezer clearly saying that sap is fruit. So why you need Reb Adas to tell you this? You told Reb Adas, you enlightened me. No, you didn't. It's a Beferish Mishnah.
Now, Solomon,
the edible? Yes. The sap is edible, by the way.
And then you take it out.
You don't take it out. It goes in and stays
right.
There. That's what's maimed. Maimed means it stays there. When you put it in rennet into cheese, it stays there. You put it into milk and it turns into cheese. It's a chemical reaction, by the way. No, that's not what happens. I made cheese. You put rennet into cheese, into milk, and it turns into cheese. I went for 4 weeks. I was the rabbi master of a cheese plant. Somebody asked me to do him a favor, step in for him. So I went there at 6 o'clock in the evening, and at 6:30, they called me in. That I had to unseal the milk to make sure it was called Bishrom, because if not, how'd you know? They had sealed it when they delivered it. I unsealed it, and then they called me in a half an hour later, and they gave me a test tube. And I was supposed to suck out from the kosher rennet. They have kosher rennet. Most disgusting tasting thing in the world. You're supposed to suck out a certain amount, and they tell you how, because they test the milk beforehand, and you pull up your test tube to a certain point, and if you pull up a little more, you get to swallow it. It's kosher. Trust me, it's kosher. And it's kosher for many reasons. And I pulled it up to that point, and then I deposit it into the milk, and it sits there, and they've worked with it. And 5 hours later, they call me to put something else in. And an hour later, they called me to seal it. So now it's kosher cheese. I made the cheese. So they put in rennet and stays there. For a whole vat of milk, they put in about an ounce and a half of rennet. Huge vat. And they put in an ounce and a half of rennet. Maybe 2 ounces. Depends. They give you a test tube, and they tell you how far to pull it up. And, of course, when you pull it up the first time, you go... And then it goes into your mouth, you know what I mean? You get the second, you don't do it a second time. You're very sorry. Yes? I'm telling you what I did. You're the, what we call a kasha ramaisa. I did it that way.
It's probably better described as flagging. Rennet is definition. I mean, the term vegetarian rennet.
Again. Dr. Rashi. Hamaimit Kala Behema Lazas Gavina. Bekatva de Azra. Besaraf, Besaraf, Hanaita Meatzer, Sabinak, Eight, the Kate Balbahu. Abuktav. Havisaraf, okay, it's right. It's right to the Gemara. We'll leave it for tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Yeah, we don't.